Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. So what do you got planned? What's on the menu? And is it healthy? Here to share some healthy Cinco de Mayo tips with us right now is a health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield Michigan, Shanti Apello. Shanti, good morning.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Paul?
I love Mexican food, and some of it can be really healthy. Some of it can be really unhealthy, and you can take some of that unhealthy stuff and make it healthy, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's really important to note that you are definitely allowed to indulge in all your favorite foods. So if that happens to be something deep fried on Cinco de Mayo, that is totally okay. But if you do want to try to pick some healthier options, there are definitely some things to keep in mind. So, you know, black beans are often loaded in fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals. They're like almost a nutritionist dream, if you will. But when we choose refried beans, they're often prepared with lard and bacon. So we see that saturated fat. We see those calories really drive up there.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some other things, some other choices we could make if we're going to be dining out doing some Mexican food tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, if you want to kind of focus on the healthier, making salsa the star of the show is a really great way to enjoy some vitamin C and get some lycopene, which is a really great antioxidant. And so instead of just choosing it with the chips, you can dress up your fajitas with it. You can kind of put it with any meal. Another thing is if you're having a margarita, think about, you know, opting for one that just has the tequila, the triple sec, and the lime juice. And then ask for that syrup or sweet and sour on the side. And so that kind of will help control that sweet content where you can decide how much added sugar you're doing. And then opting for no salt rim because restaurant food is really high in salt to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then we're adding on that extra salt rim can make you a little bloated the next day.
Good point. What are some of the healthier foods on a Mexican restaurant menu to choose?
Well, of course, I mentioned the refried beans are not the best choice, but choosing black beans that are just prepared kind of more plain with some spices is a great option. Another thing is chicken fajitas. So, you know, those vegetables have all that fiber. Folate is something that's difficult sometimes to get through food sources, so that's a really good source of it. You know, you get it in those peppers and the tomatoes and the onions. And then vitamin B6, too. And you get a lot of flavor out of that. There are so many great ways that you can prepare Mexican food, and I'll share a recipe here in a second.
Great.
But they get those complex flavors by, you know, kind of roasting and doing interesting things to the vegetables.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be deep fried, does it?
It doesn't. And the ones that really scream deep fried are, of course, hard tacos. You want to choose a soft taco instead. The nachos, chimichangas, chalupas, taquitos, all those are likely deep fried. And then also, you know, if you choose a salad, oftentimes they come in those deep fried tortilla bowls. So if you can choose a plate instead, that's a better option.
There you go. All good advice as we try and stay a little healthier on Cinco de Mayo. You mentioned that you've got a recipe for us.
Yes. Okay. So I was diving into the research, Paul, and there's a really interesting way to make salsa. And I think there's no really wrong way to make salsa. But in Mexico, there's a really interesting way, which is with a volcanic stone, which is called a molcajete. And so it's a type of mortar and pestle. And what happens when you use a mortar and pestle and you kind of make the garlic that you toast over an open fire, you toast the or roast the tomatoes, the serrano pepper, the onion, and the garlic all over a fire. So they kind of blister and get some really nice flavor. But then when you put it into that mortar and pestle, it releases that full range of essential oils and flavors and aromatics. So you get more complex flavors that way than if you were to put it all into a blender. So really pressing those vegetables in, like you make a paste out of the garlic and salt. And then you kind of do the same thing with the with a serrano pepper, and then you can add your other ingredients that have gotten those complex flavors from the fire. So you can do it in a pan too.
And you have the fun of smashing something.
Yes, yes. And I always feel like, you know, when you're putting that, like, love into it, it always tastes better, right?
Now, you brought up salsa. I've got to ask, cilantro or no cilantro?
I'm a cilantro fan on this one. What about you?
I don't mind it. I'm not a huge fan, but I don't mind it. It just seems to be one of those divisive things. People either love it or hate it.
It is divisive, but I will still respect someone who does know cilantro.
Shadi, what is your favorite Mexican food? Is there something on the menu that you just got to have that you can't resist?
I mean, seriously, Paul, like, I could drink salsa. I would. I would eat it as a soup, you know? But I would say, you know, I think they do such a great job at Mexican restaurants getting all those flavors with the chicken. I think chicken, it can be sometimes plain, and so they do such a great job, and especially with all those vegetables seeping in, all the flavors from those. What about you?
I've got to go with probably fajitas. Burritos are good. I'm just thinking, you know, in terms of healthy things, you know, fajitas, that's not bad. You're not looking at anything deep fried. It's grilled vegetables and, a nice lean meat. Sounds like a good plan.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, when you're thinking about dips, too. Like, I noticed that all the things you said didn't have any of those sour cream or cheese dips.
Well, I mean, love that stuff.
Those are kind of the ones that, yeah, you can't say no, right?
Absolutely.
But choosing the guacamole and the salsa are really good options, and you do get those extra nutrients, especially with those medium-chain triglycerides from the guacamole, too. So even if it's extra, it's really good.
All right. Well, tomorrow's the day, Cinco de Mayo. Make your plan. Have something good to eat, some great Mexican food. Shanti, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it very much.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.